5.
Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Let me simplify it for everybody out there. You have a private group of banking families for over 200 years in England that got control of the United States in 1913, got control in Europe after they funded Hitler, and then basically double-crossed, triple-crossed him and let him destroy Europe. This is all mainline history, but the public doesn't know. They want global domination. They want control. They've gone into hundreds of third world countries, paid off dictators and corrupt governments to not pay back their IMF and World Bank debts, money that was created out of nothing. They then go in and take control of those nations and set up police states there. They are now doing that here in the United States. In 2002, with horror, in March of 2002, the BBC got over 2,000 pages of IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz quit and went public about it, where they plan to implode the West money supply by radically inflating derivatives and currencies and devaluing them. I'm only telling you what they planned. And I told you day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they would devalue the dollar and create a trilateral system. Three global regional currencies. That's Bloomberg headline today. They engineer the crisis, they then offer the solution, and when they inflate the currency, the central banks control it, they get to buy up real assets, but you get to pay taxes back on all of that, and they're talking about the massive taxes we're going to be paying. Now, they want to socialize the United States, but not the classic socialism you think of the people being paid by the government and, quote, helping everyone, which is a load of bull. Why do the big private banks fund all this? They want to get us under their control. They want to destroy the real economy to where we'll still have jobs at corporations and companies, but they'll have government contracts. And then you will basically be totally dependent on government, which itself is controlled by these private central banks that under these new international banking agreements and this, quote, new world order banking structure being set up, according to Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel of Germany, Brown of England, Bush of the United States. And people saying, well, don't worry, the man on the white horse is coming to save us. For those who don't know, that's an alluding to Napoleon Bonaparte, who rode a white horse. You know, the tyrant. Oh, he will fix it. He will change things. He's gotten three times the money from Wall Street, the ones doing this, that John McCain has. And I'm not saying vote for John McCain. Folks, I remember when all of these well-meaning Republicans, after eight horrible years of Bill Clinton, and my radio show on AM and FM, it's much bigger on the web now and overall bigger, but I was on over 80 stations in 2001. I talked about this Friday. And they loved me. You know, I was bashing Bill Clinton and the New World Order and the police state and everything. And the radio station owners, they thought that, oh, this is a good right-winger like us. He's bashing Bill Clinton. In the last 6 months of Bill Clinton's office, I said, look, it doesn't matter who wins, Al Gore or George W. Bush. They're both New World Order. Look at what they've said and done and who finances them. And all of a sudden the stations were like, well, we don't know if we're going to carry your show anymore. You're saying that it's both parties controlled. You're not saying it's Republicans good, Democrats bad. And I said, look, I'm an American. I just tell it like it is. Bill Clinton's evil, but he's a puppet. No, George Bush is evil, so the liberals think Bill Clinton's going to save them. And then Bill Clinton, eight horrible years of tyranny and corruption and Chinese generals in the White House and cocaine dealers being pardoned and unbelievable corruption, and all sorts of murders of political dissidents and people. And then I was some, you know, right-wing hero to the right wing, and the left hated me. Then George Bush comes in, intensifies the New World Order. Suddenly the left loves me, and I'm going, listen to me. I'm not a leftist. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a constitutionalist. I report the facts. I report history. I know what I'm talking about. I know of what I speak. It's history. It's facts. And it's the same thing now. The Republicans thought George Bush would save us. We've now had almost 8 years of that. Now the liberals, oh, and even mainline Americans, you know, who a lot of Republicans, oh, it's almost like the Ronald Reagan phenomenon of a lot of Republicans are voting for Barack Obama because they're sick of George Bush. They're sick of all he's done. And so now I'm telling you Barack Obama's bad. It'll be just as bad if McCain gets in, only for the fact that now people will be suckered again, and it'll take them 4, 5, 6 years to figure out Barack Obama's New World Order. Remember how he said he was against illegal wiretapping of the American people? And then he voted for it, and he said he was against the war, and then he voted for it. And all the things, he said he was against NAFTA and GATT, now he says he's for it. He even said in a speech in Canada, don't worry, that's just for people that are, you know, against that, because I want to get elected. So this is the type of deception and garbage that we are seeing here. And I just want you to understand, they own both parties. They've already transferred the power out of Congress to the executive. The executive then signed it over to international private bodies. Private bureaucrats, private financial bodies now run this country. And what is the solution? It's waking up to that. It's admitting that. I mean, they're all over the news saying a new world order run by the banks. They're all over mainstream news, but saying it's good because now they're doing it. They've always denied it while it was embryonic. Now that it's actually coming to fruition, they're saying, oh, yeah, there's going to be three global currencies, a North American Union with the European Union, the Asian Union. And, yeah, it's going to happen, but, you know, this is for your own good. And there was a banking crisis, so the banks have to do this. And, gee, they're idiots, but, you know, we've got to give them unlimited currency and money. And then they're going to bail everybody out. Oh, they're not going to bail out the bad loans now. Oh, they're not going to help Main Street now with the money. And it would be bad enough to issue trillions of dollars and trillions of euros to get the economy going again because it would help for a while, but then it would devalue the currency and bring us into hyperinflation. That's bad enough, but that's much better. I'd rather every American get $100,000 is basically the equivalent. You know, every American of voting age, every working American, 18 and older, I'd rather everybody get $100,000+, a little over $100,000, and then go out and just spend it in the economy. And then, yeah, we'd hyperinflate the currency, but that might build up some industry or the economy. People didn't just buy iPods and cars with it. And, you know, then we could pull this country out maybe. Because they have created a debt bubble that's unescapable. But instead, they're going to let the debt bubble continue. They're not going to bail any of the people out. They're giving all the money to the banks. So when the economy falls apart, they're the last ones standing to buy it all up. And setting up a world government in front of everyone in hundreds of financial publications, saying it's world government, run by the very bankers that engineered all of this. And I got yuppies on the street laughing at me. You know, most people agree. Most people, you know, this show's become even more and more popular, very mainline now because everything I talked about came true. But there's still 20-30% of the public, liberals and conservatives, who just don't buy anything I say. They don't think it's real. They think I'm making up Bloomberg admitting a trilateral world government. They think I'm making up that Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, called for a new world order. They think I'm making it up that Judicial Watch sued and got the fact that we're secretly already in the North American Union since March of 2005, March 24, 2005. I'm not making any of this up. And let me tell everybody out there that thinks they're part of the system. There's so many people that, you know, make $50,000, $100,000 a year. They're part of the system. They just go along with whatever the corporate system says. They think the system's good. They think it inherently wants to help them. It does not. We're going to have a bankrupt nanny state where the government keeps us all at basically welfare level, most people. The middle class that's left is going to be taxed at above 70%. And that's basically the world we're going to have, a giant third world country. I mean, they just had a $1 trillion defense budget. The last biggest one was only $600 billion. They just tripled the size of the Department of Education. The government has almost tripled in size total under George Bush. How is that conservative? It isn't. And you're not going to have something liberal under Barack Obama. The establishment wants Barack Obama because he can sell the New World Agenda, New World Order agenda to all the anti-Bush people. Just like George Bush could sell the New World Order agenda to all the anti-Bill Clinton people. No matter what president it is, everybody ends up basically hating them. They end up leaving office unpopular because they've done unpopular things that people don't want. And they give us a new president, and it takes us a few years to figure that out, and by then they give us another fake president. Stop looking for solutions in Washington. You know, here's the good news. I've interviewed a bunch of congressmen. I've seen a lot of other news stories where they would get 5,000 calls to one, 1,000 calls to one. The polls showing 95%+ against the bailout, the banker takeover bill, the banker dictatorship bill. But see, therein is the evidence. 95% or more are against the banker takeover bill. The people aren't as stupid as some say. But the establishment says, and both parties say, we don't care, we're going to do it. And the stock market plunges anyways, because that's what they want, so they can buy it all up cheap. Your phone call straight ahead. A ton of incredible police state news as well. Stay with us.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army-Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard-to-find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just a dollar a box. MaineMilitary.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
On a happier note, I talked to Willie Nelson today, talked to Jesse Ventura a couple days ago. They're going to be popping back in on the show next week. I'll just cover this now, or I'll never get to it, then I'll go to your calls about the financial collapse that's happening by design to bring in the world government. I had Willie Nelson on my radio show about 2 months ago. I've been a listener for a long time. I found out he was a listener by running into him at a premiere of Endgame about 14 months ago. I was like, oh, Willie Nelson, wow. And found out he'd been listening for more than a decade. Of course, course, he lives here in Austin, not a surprise. And he went public for 9/11 Truth on my radio show. In fact, right here. And he had his third appearance with us on the radio. He'll be on for an hour, by the way, Wednesday, right at the start of the show. We have another big guest Tuesday coming up right at the start of the show, but I'm going to leave that as a surprise. But a new guest, never before been on with us, pretty big. We'll just leave it at that. Tuesday on the weekday show, start of the show. For some reason, all these big guests want to come on right at the start. But we did have Ron Paul, by the way, talking about, yes, this is world government. Yes, this is by design. Yes, they want to create a financial collapse so the public then begs for martial law when there's rioting in the streets. That's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. But talk to Willie Nelson. I'm going to be doing an interview out at his world headquarters Sunday afternoon. And then after that, we are going to be having an event at the last backyard at the current location. Almost 30 years it's been there. Out off 71, out in the hill country. It was out in the hill country. Now it's surrounded by a big mall. But it's really nice. And Willie had the idea on air. Because a caller called and said, you ought to have a 9/11 Truth / anti-war concert. And Willie said, Alex, look into it. I want to do that. And then I was about to rent some big venue here in Austin. He said, look, just come to my event and invite Jesse Ventura down to that. And so you can – it's sold out, but you can still get tickers. you can still get tickets to the event from scalpers and people. And it's going to be historical. There's going to be a lot of surprise guests there. I'll tell you one of them and take the surprise out of it. Jimmy Vaughn's going to be up there playing guitar with Willie Nelson on stage. My good friend Jimmy Vaughn. Let's say hi to Jimmy and his wife and kids. And so that is coming up Sunday. And that's the good news. I mean, we have all these prominent people, former German defense ministers and Italian presidents and best actors this year and director Rick Linkletter and now Bruce Willis knows about the New World Order and isn't a neocon anymore. We woke him up, told folks about that, and they didn't believe it. And then he told Vanity Fair it was true. Just hundreds of prominent people. And that's an indicator of a society saying no to the New World Order. And that is the good news here, is that 95%, and some polls higher, but the average poll was 95% 3 weeks ago with the banker takeover bill, the bailout. 90-plus percent were saying no to it in polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls. Barbara Boxer said it was 9,000 calls to one, and they really marked that down. Senator Boxer said 9,000-to-1. 9,000-to-1. But let's go with what other congressmen on my show. Who was the one from Fort Worth we had on? Burgess. Burgess said about 1,000-to-1. They had 2,500 phone calls. He said like a couple of them were for the bankers taking over. And so we have 1,000-to-1 phone calls conservatively. We have 95% plus saying no, and it happens. So I consider and say the American people are dumb or they're idiots or they don't know. No, they do know what's going on. These are the banks that did this. But some still believe, well, I'm against it, but they're idiots and we got to bail them out. No, ladies and gentlemen, in their own documents, this is by design. And I know I continue to harp on that. It's because we don't have a future if we don't say no. This is criminal. I don't have words to describe how incredible it is to have Henry Paulson and another Goldman Sachs guy, his adjunct, Kashkari, handing out the trillions of dollars to themselves in secret meetings. And again, even CNBC, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was on the treadmill, I think, Wednesday morning, and they had like an hour of yelling and screaming about they couldn't believe it was secret and God knows what really happened and this is illegal. Ron Paul's called for Treasury Secretary to be arrested, Paulson, Fed Chairman of the private Federal Reserve, Bernanke, to be arrested. He listed the crimes they committed a few weeks ago on the show. He's back on Friday. But, I mean, we're here telling you what's happening, and to know they're doing it, to know they're setting up the New World Order run by the banks. The banks are bankrupting the world by design, and then they have the power because they control the central governments, the U.S., England, Europe, and the most powerful militaries, to make the world then accept their takeover plan and a remonetization of the debt through a global currency they control. Global currency, global government, it's happening. I want to go to Dr. Bill Deagle. He's a radio talk show host on Genesis Communications, the network through Emmis that carries this show and puts it out. And on a separate issue of vaccines, he's a medical doctor. He wanted to comment on this. the earlier caller. We're going to come back and go to Doug, Eric, Nick, Mark, John, Stephen, Bill, and others. I promise, nothing but calls when we get back. But Dr. Deagle, real fast, tell folks what's going on.
You're doing a great job, Alex. Just always bumping it up a few. Some breaking news, and this is really important. The last week I got a whistleblower again. You're right. All of the people are waking up, including the police and the sheriffs. Former county sheriff from our central Arkansas.
How can they not wake up when 95% know it's a scam?
Exactly. Well, he called in, and basically their plan is this new DNA vaccine against H5N1. All the county sheriffs in the country are going to be force vaccinated and their families.
Well, they tried force vaccination in 2003, as you know, for the firefighters, police, nurses, medical workers, and the LA Times reported that 4,000 out of 14 million who were ordered to do it said no.
Yeah, and those that did, if they had any silent unstable plaque,
a bunch of people died. Yeah,
yeah, they had
including an NBC News reporter who took it.
Now, this vaccine, they'll tell you that the vaccine that they've got for the is the same vaccine that Sanofi Pasteur in France had. Two scientists were Mossad-style executed a little over a month ago, and their 500 million doses were delivered mid-September to American military bases and Homeland Security.
Well, explain what an H5N1 is.
Well, H5N1 is the virus that's been tracked in Asia, and there's at least half a dozen what's called high pathogenic strains.
That's the bird flu.
Yeah, and what they've done is they made a bird flu vaccine, only this is a DNA vaccine, which means it carries DNA that can recombine if you have the flu.
Just like the HPV shot, the live cancer virus shot is killing so many people, and that's admitted, but they don't tell you that on the news, so the women keep giving it to their girls.
Right. Not only that, the regular flu shot also has genes from H5N1 that's in an H3N2 as part of the trivalent vaccine they're giving out this fall. They're going to start in the next few weeks.
By the way, you're not just a medical doctor. You're a research scientist doctor.
Right. And the thing is that I worked with Homeland Security in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter.
And that was when you were in Denver, yeah.
Yeah, and I was in Denver, and what's going on here, they're literally turning people into test tubes that could create the pandemic.
Hey, I had the head of Rick Perry's office, forget the exact name, he showed up at Endgame last year, one of the same screenings that we saw Willie Nelson at, and he said, look, I have to admit, you know, 15 years ago when I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston Medical Center in San Antonio, these troops came in, they were told to give them shots, and they all died in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I was told that if I followed up on the anthrax vaccine at CECOM, that I would be told that I would be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? And they said, how about dead, Doc? And that's the fact. The other thing is the carbon tax is tied directly to the bailout.
No, it's actually in our bailout. They're going to put a carbon tax, and they're getting ready with Barack Obama saying that, quote, he is going to tax carbon dioxide, which is a life-giving gas. Stay there, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to let you finish up after this quick break. Stay with us.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on that positive note from the start of the last segment, I forgot to get to the good news about the backyard event. My speech, Jesse Ventura's speech, Willie Nelson's speech, and his performance will be streamed free live over the internet next Sunday night at about 9 p.m. A bunch of other bands out there at the backyard. But, yep, that's right. Free, ladies and gentlemen. Video streamed out there to everybody at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones on International Press TV discussing the economic implosion. Alex Jones joins a panel of experts on International Broadcast Press TV to discuss the financial meltdown, the price of oil, inflation, the devaluation of the dollar, and how the bailout is a global consolidation of real assets and centralization of economic power on behalf of the elite. When the show ends in about 27 minutes, if you want to go watch that video, it's free up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to your calls here, loaded phone lines, but actually there's one line. Somebody just hung up at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Are you angry about this New World Order being set up? We told you they were lining it all up, gearing it all up, setting it up. Now they're doing it by bringing the world into a depression, and they only want to make it worse to get more control. Are you angry about that? And I'll tell the police again, 14 million first responders, firemen, police, sheriff's deputies, doctors, county employees, city employees, medical workers, they were all told to take the smallpox shot. Remember, they said, oh, it's the law, but there was no law. You've got to. And police unions just said no. It's the same thing. We're all in this together. They always test stuff out on the police and military. People can say, well, the military, they've signed a contract. Well, law says you can't give them an experimental shot, but they do, and it's killed them en masse. But Dr. Deagle, finishing up your point you were making about all this. We got Dr. Deagle there?
Yeah, and you've been saying it for years. It's part of the hard kill. And I believe that they're getting ready because these vaccines, they deliver.
Let's explain. Fluoride, mercury in the vaccines, MSG, all that's the soft kill in government documents to weaken us. You're talking about hard kill, which is the UN plan for world population reduction.
Right. March 16th, 1997, when I spoke at Zurich, Switzerland, Human Life International, they gave me a foot of documents, including a private audience and documents smuggled out of the World Health Organization, paid for by these globalist banksters, to actually weaponize using bioengines and create an H5N1 strain that would eventually create an avian pandemic. Same lethal genes as the human pig hybrid flu from 1918. And that, by the way, we have great evidence.
And again, we have thousands of declassified tests in Europe and the U.S. of killing our troops, killing foster children, putting AIDS, HIV in blood. All mainstream news, but the public still isn't fully aware of it. This is a global eugenics operation covered in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Right, and the worst nation on earth, believe it or not, in the world for eugenics is Canada. Number one. Not only that, they're planning to shut down the internet and control it with the CRTC. They're planning to do it.
Yeah, they've been set all over, regulating it, taxing it, shutting it down.
Right.
Infowars.com is not going to be, quote, on the free that you pay for through taxes, government, wireless, nationwide, worldwide.
Yeah, the evidence is gathering. They suggested 3 months ago there was a 32-month window where they expected 100% chance of an avian pandemic. I believe that they're going to bring about it by one or several different means. They could be, do it by the vaccines and have it, quote, spontaneously develop in people by recombining because they actually put the genes
into
people.
Which is why Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services Secretary, 5 years ago said he wouldn't take it. That's when the cops finally said no to taking it because he said it can go live in the body.
Oh, yeah, and they'll tell you it's attenuated. There's no such thing as an attenuated vaccine. This is a chunk of DNA that when it recombines with another virus, you've got, let's say, an H3N2 that's now lethal. They're ready. I believe they're now ready to do the final, what I call, hard kill steps.
Now, let's explain this. They use financial crises, stage terror, provocateur terror, terror they let happen, terror they engineer to get us to give up our liberties, or not even get us to. That's their excuse for doing it. We say no, they still just do it. And you're saying, as they've said in their own documents, they want to use controlled biological releases to create worldwide breakdown as a pretext for control. And I'm telling listeners that is in the cards.
Yeah, and they, if they don't get their food and water and their nutraceuticals and be able to host quarantine themselves, they're getting ready to force vaccinate. And every single airport in the United States and Canada and the Western world has a quarantine transfer room. And armed officers that can take you away to a waiting van to bring you to a civil detention camp.
Absolutely.
Hey, now that exists.
Dr. Deagle, good hearing from you. I'm glad you called into the show.
I appreciate it, Alex.
You bet, my friend. Just amazing information that Dr. Deagle brings to the table. We appreciate you coming on the show, my friend. He's not joking around. These are cold-blooded killers running the world government. And you can deny that at your own peril, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's start really going fast to your calls. Doug in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Quick question for you. I was given the book a couple months ago called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah, John Perkins.
And so much of what you're talking about seems to relate
to... Yeah, he worked for the central banks to go out and set up third world countries for implosion. They're doing it to Greenland right now, first world nation. They did it to Argentina, Nigeria. It's by design. We have their own documents.
Yeah, well, that's a great book, and it really brings it out, and also it's on YouTube. But let me say that there was somebody that said that his story was not true, and every time, Alex, I start reading and investigating some of these stories, someone goes, well, this is not true because of this, and I'm like,
You got a lot of people living in denial, but John Perkins worked where he said he worked. We have the IMF World Bank documents. It's a fact they go in and pay off third world countries to get into debt and not pay the debt back to take over the natural resources. I mean, that's taught in mainline history. So, I mean, let the debunkers deny that Bloomberg's reporting they're setting up a world government right now for the banks to run everything. It's a fact. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's all real. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I was talking to a good friend of mine a couple of days ago, and I asked him, because after you, he's probably the most knowledgeable person I know about this global conspiracy. And I asked him, I said, what's your opinion about McCain taking on Palin? Do you think it's to get the so-called religious right on board his bandwagon? He said, actually, he was ordered to take her on, and he told me to Google.
Well, I've talked to the people in the RNC when Ronald Reagan was ordered, and this is even mainstream, documented, to take on George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right. And what he told me was, and this is what I wanted to let you know about, Alex, have you heard of a religious group that's based out of Fuller Theological Seminary under C. Peter Wagner in California called the New Apostolic Reformation?
I have heard some about that, and that's all part of this belief that we're being given the world kind of like a new What was it called with the pioneers going west, where they were told that that it was divine providence, being given to them? And there's also a bunch of other fake groups that control the conservative right. There's all these different policy centers and groups. Yeah.
Yeah. What they go by, there's two names: the Dominion Theology and the.
That's it. The Dominionists, yes.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is that these people, their belief is, you know, we're going to take the world back and give it to Jesus when he comes back. Well, if you Google Sarah Palin and the New Apostolic Reformation, there's a really good article. It's under what's called the Huffington Post. This guy Bruce Wilson, and it says Palin and prayer group says witchcraft fighting spiritual warfare leader, and they said that.
No, absolutely. In fact, it's on the tip of my tongue. There's a major Republican group that infiltrates and tries to control Christian groups, and a lot of its members are well-meaning, but they're controlled through it. And it's the same with the left. Anything big, they try to control. You know, there's the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, but what is the name of that? There's so many groups and organizations, but again, this is all part of this global management system. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on the air, the Nick and Mark. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick because I know how precious time is. I had an idea I wanted to run past you and get your thoughts on it. What if we tried to actually sue parts of the government and actually say, you there, Alex?
Yes.
Somebody pick up the phone. What if we use their own definition of terrorism and took their own acts that meet those specifications and then hold every American who's ever paid income tax liable under the aiding the enemy and funding terrorism?
Well, I don't know about that, because people didn't knowingly aid the enemy, even though they did fund the foreign private Federal Reserve. I know that grand juries, as they went after Bill Clinton for lying, grand juries can, at the state level, and Ron Paul has said the grand juries need to indict, and he listed the crimes, need to indict these bankers. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acolablue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potential potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Final segment here. Global warming. Alaskan glaciers grow for first time in 250 years. Governments around the world reported that both the Arctic at the north and the Antarctic at the south got much larger. But see, the global corporate controllers, they want a world tax taxing what humans exhale. Carbon dioxide, that's part of the life of the planet. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, light, and water are the key ingredients. And so they can show you a polar bear on a piece of floating ice floe and say, oh, look, he's going to drown. They say this to the kids in school. It's all over the news every day. Polar bears are drowning. Their ice is melting. Polar bears float on those for hundreds of miles hunting seals and smaller whales like beluga. Polar bear is the strongest swimmer of any land animal can swim, recorded over 300 miles, routinely 150. They like to swim that far. And but they say, oh, polar bears can't swim. They're dying. Polar bear numbers, by the way, are way up. You can go look at the numbers on that. Anywhere, polar bear populations, just look up Google polar bear populations. You'll see all the government numbers that they're way up. There's 44,000 of them in North America alone, way up by thousands. But the point is, they show you a polar bear and say it can't swim. We need a global tax. They'll show you glaciers breaking, going into the water, and icebergs. Well, the rain rains on top. The ice water doesn't freeze because it has salt in it, but the fresh water does, freezes a lot lower temperature. And then it piles up from the rain and the snow each year, and then it breaks off in the spring. Well, they show you a glacier breaking off and say, look, look, it's over. Global tax, we've got to have it. Key article up on prisonplanet.com. Global cooling, Alaskan glaciers grow for the first time. Flows 13% increase in Arctic ice cover. Man, massive 13% as climate change cult increasingly discredited by evidence of Big Chill. So now they're saying they want a global tax for global cooling. The sun, ladies and gentlemen, has been really hot. Record temperatures being put off by the sun, record radiation, and now it's record cool in the last 12 months. That's why suddenly the entire solar system is cooling. Mars ice caps were melting. Now they are expanding. Doesn't mean we shouldn't have real environmental policies, though. So the globalists, though, know how to fool you and scam you and run different operations on you. Some of the other news that I have here. New law allows police to collect DNA in secret from people's cups and cigarettes in restaurants in the UK. They're trying to pass similar things here in the United States. They want you to show your passport in England to be able to get a mobile phone. They want that here now to track everything you do because the phones themselves are already tracked. Let's take four final phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk about a couple issues. First, you know, in regards to the first responders, they need to realize that the 911 first responders were thrown under the bus by Congress. and their $10.9 billion bill.
With the deadly asbestos dust, yes.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to get any money. Well, the bankers, of course, got their $700 billion or $5 trillion, whatever it's going to be. So I just think that's an interesting juxtaposition. Responders can't get $10 billion. The bankers get $750. And also, I'd like to talk about Jamie Gorelick, who was a 911 commissioner. She was also a Fannie Mae executive who was presiding over the continuing catastrophe that has become our economy. So,
the controlled catastrophe, but you're absolutely right. Good to hear from you. Oh, a caller that disagrees. I wasn't reading. I should have gone to Ed first, but other people are ahead of him, but I'll go to Ed first because he disagrees. Go ahead, Ed from L.A.
Yeah, this is Ed in L.A.
Yeah, go ahead.
You big, fat, bloated pumpkin head. How many times have I told you to shut up? You don't let anybody talk to you. They're like the worst interviewer. You and that Yahoo, that religious Yahoo, you guys were talking, and he told you to shut up, and the grandfather of Reaganomics told you to shut up, and you're the great interviewer. You can't even talk to that fake seal.
Sir, I never said I was the best interviewer in the world, and I do interrupt to interject key information. The show's very popular, so there's no judging the public's taste, as they say. But you have your chance to come on air, and you call me a big, fat pumpkin head. I've been right about everything I say. We've been completely validated. It's the information I'm putting out. It isn't about me. So if you don't disagree about anything substantive, I'm going to let you go. In fact, Ed, is Ed still there? Now, Ed, you wouldn't shut up for me to talk, but I'm going to go back and let you finish up, okay?
Howard Stern is the king of all media because he can ask the tough questions and he can tell. Oh, God, I had him.
What an idiot, man. I mean, that's who? A mindless Howard Stern listener. Hey, you want hookers and, you know, all sorts of weird stuff? You got that, man. Oops, I guess we didn't let him go. I mean, you want to sit there and act like that, that's fine, sir. Oh, is this him again? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Elgin, Texas.
Welcome to the airwaves.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I think a lot of the... I'm 27 years old, and I think that a lot of us need to go back to homesteading. Quit relying on the government to bail us out.
That's the solution, is to get local, decentralized, and work in local communities and get back to a true free market. They're blaming the free market for what's happening now. This is not a free market. Private group of banks change the rules to do this, then they pose as a savior. I totally agree.
And I think if we would go back to community-based government where, everybody pretty well, takes care of themselves and each other, not communism.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. And another reason I'm cutting the callers off so quick is so I can go to more of you. But the guy calling me Fat Pumpkinhead would disagree with that. Great points. Look, this is not even communism we're having. They keep calling it socialism, communism, to give government money to the banks. This is a robbery. This is a private group coming in, orchestrating the crisis, then terrorizing the Congress to go along with it, threatening them with martial law. That really happened. That's big news. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Austin. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say that, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had to come to these banks and said, look, we'll buy this paper if you guys write it.
So yeah, the government created groups to buy the scam paper from the private banks.
Yeah, I mean, but they had to give them signal. Alex, is all I'm saying. These guys aren't going to write this paper on their own and hope it gets bought. And the other thing is I was wondering your thoughts.
But they're not even buying the paper with the bailout. They're just giving it to the foreign banks.
I agree that these foreclosures are there. There's money in them. These banks ought to have to eat those houses and sell them to get their money back. I agree there's a big robbery taking place. I'm just saying that they don't start writing this poor subprime paper on their own. They have to be signaled that they're going to be able to get rid of it.
I agree with you that was the inside scam, but here's the deal. They're not even shoring up the subprime mortgages. That was the diversion, as I told you it was. Have you not heard them say now they're going to spend it in totally different ways?
I don't doubt that a bit.
No, they've given it over $1 trillion, not $700 billion, to the banks, and they're telling them, do whatever you want with the money.
I got a question for you about whether or not this could have been our enemies of the West, enemies of capitalism, seeing the vulnerability.
Yes, what's happening is private international banks that are monopolists, they want to have controlled dictatorships, communist, socialist, fascist, they don't care. They want to centralize things. And so that's what they want. And, yes, they're discrediting capitalism and free market when this has nothing to do with it. Let's jam in one more phone call. Raris in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hello. I have 2 points. First of all, this whole zeitgeist movement, first thing they come out right out of the gates, they talk about the load that the land can bear.
Yeah, that's like all a UN thing. That's what I'm saying. It's all UN we've heard before.
Right. I mean, I totally agree.
Sustainability, global corporate centralized control, global corporate feudalism.
Right. I went ballistic when I saw the trailer. Forget the rest of the movie, which wasn't.
Well, let's just quit promoting it and promote Endgame and Terror Storm then.
Right. Right. One thing I would like to say, what about the load that the people can bear?
Absolutely. Look, we have the technologies to have a clean planet. But the New World Order gets us all concerned about the environment only as a way to tax us and regulate us while they engage in the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, cutting down the rainforest. All the serious, real environmental things are being ignored and the others aren't. Nick in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, did Ron Paul play pro ball?
No, Ron Paul did not play pro baseball.
Okay, that was a rumor early on. Okay, Aaron Russo, your very first interview you did with him. Everybody needs to watch that because everything's come true.
Well, that wasn't my first interview I did. That was the only video interview I did with him as he was dying of cancer.
Okay. Ron Paul talked about the Magna Carta, and he didn't...
Yeah, 1215 running mean they're getting rid of it.
Didn't they just say no? And ain't that how it came about?
Absolutely. We need to learn to say no to the tyrants, but to do that, we have to identify the tyranny of the globalists, the New World Order, your mortal enemy. They will destroy your future. They will debase your currency. They will tax you at 85%. The New World Order must die. It must fail. It must fall if we're to have any liberty in the future. So stand up against tyranny. Identify the enemy. Wake everybody up you know and tell them about PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. Great job, my crew, affiliates, and sponsors. See you back live tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.